Come on, Ray. Come on. Good boy. It's Taking the Lead with Ray Gustafson on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
8:12 on Taking the Lead. It is Tuesday, April 30th, as we put a wrap on this month of April and wrap it up. And because it's Tuesday, it's time for Living Gracefully with Todd Dougherty from Dougherty. I put an extra syllable in there, Todd. Todd Dougherty from Woodland Terrace. Good morning, Todd. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well.
We made up a new name for you today, Todd Dougherty. So, glad you could make it in. It's kind of a little bit of a gloomy day out there this morning, but you know, it's the spring rain, and we need to get through this, and then we'll be warming up. And as we said last week, complaining about the heat, right? So, you had a little bit of a shock. You were in with the snow over the weekend. You were in Chicago Saturday.
I thought it'd be a great idea to drive to Chicago and back on Saturday.
Yeah, how'd that work out for you?
Well, I experienced all the seasons in that one drive.
Yeah, all four seasons in one drive. Very cool. So, all right. Well, you were in Chicago, and Chicago is known for some really good unhealthy food, which you probably partook in. Is that a word?
Yes.
But today we do want to talk about eating well as we get older. I mean, I saw the movie yesterday and I gorged on popcorn and soda and stuff. But I mean, as we get older, we do need to look at eating a little bit better. I mean, when you're younger, you can eat almost anything. You can get that extra jalapenos on the pizza and all of that good stuff, but you end up paying for it a little bit as you get older. But so we do, Todd, have to look at eating a little bit better as we do get older, though.
You know, I think it's important. I think everything in moderation. So I mean, don't not have the popcorn.
Well, of course.
But
not.
Then what else are we doing to make sure that we're eating healthy to balance out that popcorn? Or as I sit here and drink my Dr. Pepper.
I know. You got it. Like you said the key word there at the beginning, though, Todd, in moderation. I mean, you know, everything is bad for you if you think about it. If you take it to an extreme, I mean, you drink too much water and it can be bad for you, you know, but in moderation. But yeah, you just got to keep a close eye on it.
You do. So we're seeing more and more of these restaurants that are popping up that are farm-to-table restaurants that are very conscious about where they're getting their food from, a lot of locally sourced stuff. And I think that as we see people age, I think we're going to see people having different demands than they have today coming into senior living communities. But there's a lot of things. My brother and I actually were talking yesterday because we talked last week about telehealth.
Right.
So my brother and I were talking yesterday about just different technologies that we are aware of that are coming down the pipeline and how that's going to change our industry. And so it made me really start thinking, too, like there's a lot of things that we can do. I mean, I'm 46. There's a lot of things that I can do now that will have an impact on me when I'm 75, 80, 85, hopefully 90.
Mm-hmm.
That will kind of change those things, too.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things with eating healthy that are easy to do. I have not always been a healthy eater, and probably about 7 years ago when I started working out more, going to the gym more, I'm like, well, this doesn't make sense if I'm going through Burger King three meals a day.
Yeah, going to Burger King on the way to the gym, you know?
Yes. And I remember my trainer at the time telling me that I'm like, and when I'm busy, like, I'll stop and I'll run through Wendy's and I'll get a hamburger. And he's like, there's nothing wrong with having a hamburger from Wendy's.
Yeah.
He goes, it's a problem if you're having a hamburger from Wendy all three meals every day.
Uh-huh. Or every day.
Yeah,
exactly.
He's like, but don't beat yourself up because you had a burger from Wendy's. It's not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
There's an article that I posted on our resource section. It's called Eating Well as You Age. It's a pretty lengthy article, and there are some great tips that kind of digs in as deep as you want to go, or you can keep it as simple as you want with the information they have. But some of the real basic things that they talk about is eating plenty of fruits and vegetables, choose calcium for bone health. And then it talks about different foods with these different groups. They really talk, too, about go for good fat, not no fat. A lot of people think, oh, I'm going to cut fat out of my diet.
Yeah, no, exactly.
And there actually is good fat.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's to be mindful of what kind of fat you're eating. Omega-3s are really good for you. Another thing is protein. So protein is really good. It's important to get more protein the older we get, but be mindful of the protein we're getting. And there's lots of sources of protein. So protein isn't necessarily hot dogs or salami. I mean, it is, but it's not necessarily the best source of protein. But you can get it from fish, beans, peas, eggs, nuts, different kinds of seeds. So there's lots of different ways to get that protein, not just hot dogs, although I could live on hot dogs.
Yeah. Well, I think we all could for a little while at least. But again, having a hot dog every once in a while isn't necessarily a bad thing if you just have one every once in a while. You can't, you know, it's difficult to just cut all of that stuff out completely. And it's not something that I can do. I try to eat healthier. Every once in a while I'll just binge. Like I said, I had popcorn yesterday. I had probably almost a bucket of popcorn at the movie theater. I saw Avengers Endgame. You're sitting there for over 3 hours, you know, and so you got to have popcorn at a movie.
You do, and theater popcorn is so delicious.
Oh, my word.
I actually went to an open house yesterday afternoon. There's a new 55 and older community that opened in Niles, and you walked in, and all you could smell was popcorn.
Oh, yeah.
I actually resisted the urge multiple times, but it was very hard.
Yeah. So why is it the food that's not as good for you, and you don't have the answer to this, why is it the food that's not as good for you so much cheaper than the healthy stuff? You think about it. But anyway, yeah, they need to make convenient healthy food.
They do, and I think we'll see more and more of that, because I do think that people are becoming more and more aware of what they're eating. So you do see more of the, you know, the snacks in a bag, typical Doritos, ruffled French potato chips. You're seeing more and more stuff that is being offered in that kind of same serving setting,
right?
That is becoming more healthier and healthier.
And like you said, the demand for that as we age is becoming more and more, and we'll probably see a transition to that as they get into senior living.
It is. And when you actually look at the cost of going into a convenience store and grabbing a bag of Doritos, like that adds up really quick. So if you actually are being mindful about what you're buying, you can eat pretty healthy on a budget. There's actually tips in the article that I posted that really talk about how to eat healthy on a budget.
Mm-hmm.
It's possible to be done.
Yeah. And you got that posted up on your website as well.
I do.
Yeah. So
yep.
Any other facts and figures that you can share with us about eating healthy? You mentioned, you know, vegetables and protein and all of that good stuff.
Fiber is a big one.
Oh, yeah.
They actually gave numbers. Women over 50 should aim to eat at least 21 grams of fiber per day. Men over 50 should eat 30 grams. The average person is getting at least not even half of that.
Is that right?
So fiber is a big one. The other one is carbs. We talk about carbs a lot and how carbs are bad. There are actually good carbs and alternative options to the typical carbs. So, you know, we think of white rice. There's brown rice. There's other types of rice. We have a lady who prepares some meals for us, and one of the things that she does is like a shredded cauliflower. And so that's often done to replace rice in a dish.
Mm-hmm.
So there's lots of different ways to become creative. So the more information you can get on how to figure out those different options, the better you're. And it tastes delicious.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, especially if you put a big old thing of ranch on it. No, I'm kidding. No.
Once you soak it in butter for 2 hours.
Like, hello, come on. You know, no, I'm kidding. But no, like you said, all in moderation. I mean, but yeah, there's I'm kind of a, some people look at me funny. I love cauliflower. I love broccoli. I love all of that good stuff. Just plain by itself, I can eat it just fine. Just steam it, and I'm good with it. I love that stuff. So as long as you balance it out with a decent meal and don't, like you said, be hitting the drive-through. Although I thought it was funny, we talked about prices a couple of minutes ago. So I don't know if you've priced and I'm not going to call out any particular fast food chain, but their Big Mac meal type thing now, you know, and again, not just picking on McDonald's, but they're like over $8 now for those meals.
Yes.
Where you can, because it used to be you could get those things for, you know, $3-$4, $5, and it was like, okay, that's a pretty cheap meal. Now they're upwards of you, where you could, if you're going to eat out, you may as well just go and get something a little healthier and eat a little better at a different restaurant, because their prices are getting comparable with it. So it's the good and the bad. It's like, okay, you want something quick, you're going to have to pay a little higher price now. So, yeah. But
it's easy to go through a drive-thru and spend $10.
It is, because it's quick.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So any other final closing tips there as we put a wrap on this?
Nope. I would say check out the article. There's lots of great information. I think the biggest thing is moderation. The other thing is you don't have to, it's not all or nothing.
Yeah.
You can baby step your way into eating differently.
Mm-hmm. Baby steps. That's the big thing. So.
Yep.
Baby steps into it. It's not something you got to change overnight, because habits are hard to break.
They are.
They really are hard to break. And so just kind of take those baby steps. Look at the article. It's posted again on?
It's at woodlandterrace.com. On the bottom right-hand corner of the page, there's a resource tab. If you're on a mobile device, it's at the very bottom. If you scroll down, great articles there. This one is there. It's called Eating Well as You Age.
And if anybody has any questions, how can they get a hold of you, Todd?
They can go to our website. They can fill out a form for more information. They can call us, or you can stop into any of our locations anytime.
And the locations are?
Bridgman, Coloma, and Niles.
I just wanted, I knew it, but I just wanted to make sure you did, and it's obvious. No, I'm kidding. So.
That's where I'm going next. That should have been the first one I said.
All right. That's Living Gracefully for this Tuesday. Todd Doherty from Woodland Terrace. Have a good day, my friend.
Thanks. You too, Ray.